This is Rilo's Quack Chat. As a call maker, I enjoy talking shop with other duck call makers. On this podcast, it's all about duck calls and duck hunting. From the marsh to the duck call shop, we're going to find the story behind the duck calls and the people that make them. This is Rilo's Quack Chat.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Riley Hendrickson with Rilo's Quack Chat, talking about the duck calls and the history behind them and the duck hunters and the duck call makers and all that good stuff that goes along with duck calls. Oh my gosh, it's been just a while since I've come out with an episode. If you're listening to this, you probably listened to the episode with Bart Burgess. That was awesome. I mean, so many people are modifying calls these days, but not everyone is modifying a call to go back to the original patent design, and that is what Bart is doing. So make sure, if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure to listen to that. That came out, it would be the Sunday before this episode that you're listening to right now, because this episode will be coming out the Wednesday. So it will be Wednesday that you'll be listening to this. So everyone, thank you so much for just listening to the podcast again. I started getting more interest in it. Again, I'm sorry that it's been a while since I've been on, but there were some things in the background, me going full-time, just some things that happened, me trying to be a full-time dad, trying to get into all of that stuff and trying to get used to everything. I mean, It's been kind of crazy. So now that my orders have kind of slowed down, it's after the first of the year, between around January and maybe April, it's the slowest time of the year for me. So I'm able to jump back into podcasting. And also, just to let everyone know, I teased on the last episode that to support the podcast, there was going to be some new things on the website that aren't exactly duck calls, so it doesn't, I'm not trying to promote a call maker and then try to sell my calls, because that's kind of, I don't like that, but sometimes that does happen, but I'm trying to help these guys promote their calls, so I will be, I will be offering something on the website that isn't a duck call that you can buy to support the podcast. So right now I have developed a goose tube, and that's not a new thing. I mean, they've been around forever, but I'll tell you why. I started blowing on these goose tubes. I've become a huge fan. I love them. They're fun to mess with. And then I got into making wood duck tubes, and I will tell you what, they sound more wood ducky than anything out there. I mean, I almost sounded like Trump right there. It sounds so amazing. It sounds better than anything out there right now. I mean, it's amazing. It's fabulous. Anyway, the wood duck call is fantastic. I talked to, I think it was Jason Conley. He told me that he knows of one other person that's been making them. So I have my own design, all that good stuff. But I had never heard of them. And I started messing with them, and I absolutely love them. So for just the wood duck call, it's like $22. And then if you want to do the pack with the goose tube and the wood duck call, so you can start learning how to use those calls before next hunting season, or get that goose tube out in the pit right now. So for the wood duck tube, it's like $20. For the goose tube, it's like 35, or wood duck is 23, goose tube is 25, and then for the pack, it's like $49.99 with both calls in there. So if you want to support the podcast, make sure to go to the website, Rilo, R-Y-L-O-H, gamecalls.com, and you can find those and buy those, and that helps support the podcast now, so I don't have to beg. And everyone that has supported the podcast, because this is listener supported, thank you so much for your support in the past. And now I have some products out there that you can buy to support the podcast. Anyway, I've talked about that enough. So recently, there was a gentleman that I found on. So I have always made calls out of wood. I have never turned anything else. Wood calls, that's it. That's always been my thing. But recently I found a gentleman that was doing Alumilite cast resins, blanks, and I saw that he was in Indiana, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. So I was like, you know what? What if I reached out to this guy, you know, Indiana, it wouldn't be hard to ship. Maybe I can go meet him if he isn't hours and hours away and get like a bulk of them from him, or we'll figure something out. So I reached out, contacted him. I said, hey, where are you located? He said, well, I'm in this, he's like, I'm in this town called Cloverdale. I'm like, what? That's my hometown. I asked him where he lived. He told me, I was like, you literally live 5 minutes away from me. So I met with him just literally down the road, got some of his stuff, started touring it, fell in love with it. So I thought, why not have Travis as a guest on the podcast today? So today I have Travis from T-Bear Blanks on today. How are you doing, Travis?
I'm doing good, Riley. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you coming on. Man, wasn't it funny that you were we were like 5 minutes apart from each other?
That was crazy. Talk about a small world. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me?
And what's funny is like the goose call maker, Josh Hunt, I think he's closer to you than I am. I'm like, this is so bizarre. So, I mean, when we first met, I was like, I'll meet you down at the gas station. So, yeah. I mean, we met down there and met in the parking lot, and I was able to get some stuff from you and to start experimenting and fell in love with your product and just some of the stuff I've been doing with some of your stuff lately. It's been just so much fun. And, I mean, when did you get into why Alumilite casting? I mean, did you just start doing this out of the blue? I mean, you're not a call maker. Are you? I mean, I don't even think you're a duck hunter, are you?
No, it's kind of weird how it happened. A friend of mine makes duck calls, goose calls, grunt calls, and he was having trouble finding product. And he asked me, he said, hey, would you be interested in trying to make this stuff? And I'm like, sure, I'll look into it. And for me, Alumilite was the simplest product to get into at first with what was required and the amount of time it takes to produce a blank, and the ease of it for me. And then all the different color combinations you can do, you know, if you had 10 hands, you could pour 10 different colors at the same time. Mm. And it was at first, I wasn't sure, but once I got into it, I really liked what was happening. And then to see someone take one of my blanks and make it into a beautiful call or a goose tube. I mean, even knife handles, ice cream scoops, bottle openers, bottle stoppers, any of those things. It's like I had a part in that and it really made me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's that's the one thing about that is, you know, you get to be a part of, you know, you get to cast these. And then you'll get those pictures back. I mean, I bet it's just so cool to see.
Oh, it is.
Because you probably don't know exactly how the end result's going to be.
I don't. That's the kind of the nervous part for me, too, is like I'll mix these colors in and then I take it out of the mold and I only see the outside, you know, skin of it. And then someone will turn it. It's like, whoa, that turned out way better than I thought it would. It's really neat to watch.
Yeah, it was like that. One blank I got off of you that was like the old 90s army camo, the brown, the green, and the beige. And like you showed it to me. You're like, I think I messed up. I don't know.
I really did.
And I used that as my like first blank I ever turned. Like literally I took that home, cut it down into a blank, called Josh because Josh Hunt knows his way around Alumilite, acrylics. He knows his way around that stuff. I'm like, okay, how am I boring this? How am I doing this stuff? And he gave me tips. And man, as soon as I started turning, that woodland camo started coming out, and I was like, oh my gosh. It just took me back to like 95, seeing all the National Guards walking around in that camo, you know?
Yeah, I was really pleased with it. I was tickled to death when you showed me the end result. I was like, man, that is cool.
Oh, it came out great. It came out great. So, I mean, now the gentleman that you were making calls for before, I had heard of him. He is the owner of Big Mouth Calls, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yep. He's been doing that for, I think, 4 or 5 years now.
Right. Yeah. I knew me and him came out around the same time. He may have came out a little. No, I think we came out around the same time making calls. But I had never, like, you're the first person I've talked to that knows him. So, I mean, I've heard about him. I knew he was up at the Deer Turkey Waterfowl Show up in Indy. But yeah, so that was absolutely cool.
Yeah, he had some Instagram stuff going on. We made some commercials. I helped film for him, and I even posed as a character once on one of them. This old dude who, his name was Cletus, and that was a hoot making those commercials, and it was fun.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, like when we started talking, I mean, after I made a couple blanks, and then I was like, hey, can you make me a blank? You know, my thing is I've been around graphic designers. I've been around artists. I've been around call makers. And the thing is the worst thing you can do is to like tell the person what you want. Like if you really want something cool, you give them artistic freedom to a degree. And I love to do that. Like, so when you were like, hey, do you want something new? I was like, yeah, let's do a dealer's choice. And you're like, okay. And then I came back, I think maybe 5 minutes later, cause I thought about it. I was like, paint it black. And that way I don't know what it is. So when I turn it, it'll be like Christmas morning. So it'll be a surprise. It'll be exciting. So it's been fun doing those. And then I did the TikTok video where I had the money in my hand, walked out the door. Hey, Travis, what's going on? And then I hand you the money, get the blank painted black, and then turn it. And man, that just blew up. Like that was fantastic.
I know, that was great. It was an awesome idea. I loved it.
Yeah, we've done that twice now, and I mean it's been great results both time. I mean, those mixes that you did were just so much fun. Like they're a blast to do.
Well, and it's like I said, it's great to see the end result when you guys, you know, you makers have a talent that I don't have, and to see someone turn something like that into what you guys do, it's very very satisfying for me.
Oh yeah, I bet. Now, what is it like? Do you get a little impatient when you're like sitting there knowing he still hasn't turned that blank?
A little, yeah.
As soon as I started like boring into it and blues coming out, I was like, yeah. I think I sent you a picture. I was like, oh, nice, you know, but. You know, that's the thing, like, with these, you know, with, I know that Alumilite, people give or take on it, but I mean, as far as acrylics, there's some big companies out there that do acrylics and people buy the batches, but I mean, with you, you can do small batches. So, I mean, people can like do custom stuff, you know. I mean, if you want to do custom with a big company, and I mean, in the future, I may use some Spartek or Degshot, you know, who knows. But I mean, with a smaller guy like you that's working in a smaller shop, you're able to do a custom, right? And you're able to write down, okay, I did these mixtures, and you can have that in your notebook. So, and you can like name your own mixtures. I mean, and that's the cool thing. Like I'm starting to really love like the names that you're using for your new batches. Like, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So the, you know, traditional colors that people name things, something that wanted to stand out. So I just started brainstorming on different things that were like, what in the world kind of color is that? You know, like pie in your eye or America or, you know, Purple Passion, Hillbilly Hangover, you know, Running with Scissors, all these things that would grab your attention. I mean, just the name alone isn't going to describe what you're going to get. So it kind of piques interest, I think.
Yeah. So the Hillbilly Hangover, is that going to like be like a brown, like, is it going to be like some dark brown vomit with some beige, like Doritos in there? Like,
to be continued.
Yeah. What you may have to do is like, what you could do is do a batch of them and then paint them black, and then people don't know what they are until, you know, they get out there. So do the reveals like that, so you don't know what they are. But I'm just imagining like a brown pool of vomit with stale Fritos and some whatever happened the night before. But anyway, yeah, put me down for the first. I want some of the Hillbilly Hangover when you start developing that one. But
you bet.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. Like, I think there's too much like professionalism in the industry, and especially in the call maker industry, there's just so much professionalism. There's so much drama. There's just so much blah, 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 blah. And I think, you know, coming in with, you know, I think it was 4 months ago, like there's this gentleman that there was, you probably don't know about this, Travis, but there was this Finnish oil called Velvet Oil that went out of stock. Out of production, they don't make it anymore, but all call makers used it. Like, that was the thing. So there was a gentleman that was starting to develop an oil, and God bless him for doing that, because that's a need. So for fun, one day I was making sumac lemonade. I don't know. Have you ever heard of sumac lemonade?
I have not.
So in our area, there is a wild berry called sumac berries, and they are actually what the Indians use to make lemonade. They taste just like lemons.
Okay.
So I'm also a big time forager. I forage mushrooms. I forage sumac berries. I forage all that stuff. Anyway, so I made a big batch of sumac tea, but it tastes like half and half tea and lemonade. It's personally one of my favorite things to drink. Anyway, so I made a batch of that, and I'm like I had it in the mason jars, and. Yeah. Some people were like, what is that? And so I called it batch number 5. It's a new Finnish oil. And then I posted pictures of like the grain of the woods and all this stuff. And so all of a sudden, people that were supporting this guy that's making this oil, like, were in outrage that I showed up. And I'm like, and then I decided, I'm like, take that, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm going to war with them, right? Like the oil cartels and the call making industry. So it was hilarious, because as soon as these guys got riled up and started messaging me and going, you're unprofessional, blah, 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 blah. Why would you call someone out like that? I literally went live and then took a big drink of it. And I was like, you know what? The problem is, you guys need to stop taking me so seriously. Like, anyone that knows me or is a friend of mine knows really quick, do not take me 100% serious. Like, there's once in a while that you should take me serious, but just don't take me serious. Like, that's the worst thing you can do, because I'm going to mess with you. But I love that. I love that you're going to have names like Hillbilly Hangover and Running with Scissors. I mean, and that's what we need. We need, you know, stuff that's not too professional and just doing these small shop things. And I just think it's fantastic. I'm become a fan. I've made some goose tubes of it. I've made the new wood duck tubes. They sound amazing. I mean, it's great what you're doing. I mean, is there now, if anyone's listening to this, any call makers that are like interested, I mean, how much are you selling them for? Where are you? Where can you ship them to? I mean, have you gone through the shipping thing yet?
Yeah. So the shipping handling, you know, depends on your location. So once you, my blanks are $15 a piece right now, and that's six inches long, 1.5 inches wide. I can do other sizes as well. Just let me know. And $15 plus shipping and handling. That's all I'm asking.
Nice. Nice. So once you, I mean, once you start selling some of them and you see that some people like a certain type of color or style, will you then start making batches of those, or just, are you going to just use your creative, just make whatever you make now and then just wait on, I mean, how do you approach that?
Yeah, right now it's just, I'm just making colors and throwing them out there and see what's interest, who's got interested in what color. I had one today, it was transparent purple, and I hadn't had that before. So based, you know, my friend who makes calls, he's like, try this color, try that color. And also looking to see what color combinations are out there. It's really, for me right now, it's trial and error to see who wants what. And yeah, absolutely. If I hit one that's a lot of people are asking for, I'll make a whole bunch of them. The resin is not cheap. So I don't want to make a bunch of stuff it's not going to sell.
Right. Right. Alumilite, I mean, I looked at it. I mean, there are, I don't know why, but there are more expensive resins out there, like stupid expensive. But it still isn't cheap. Like it's, and I mean, you're probably averaging what, maybe 5 blanks per gallon, maybe something like that, maybe more. Just depends on the size.
It depends on the mold size, of course, but I probably get 15 to 20, depending on how tall I pour them or how wide the mold is. Yeah, I did buy it. Last time I bought some, I bought it in bulk, which was a pretty penny, but I'm still going off of that one. And, you know, the more you buy, of course, the cheaper it is for, you know, the overhead is a little cheaper. You get the little bottle and it's twice as much. So
we'll
figure.
Right. And then, I mean, you have all the time in the pressure pot and then your dyes and all that mixing. And so I hope you're taking notes on all of that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, all it's going to take is someone to fall in love with that one color and then tell their friend, and then they're going to be like, hey, can you make that batch again? And then you're just going to have to go to that and put like a star in that page of the notebook and be like, okay, I need to make a couple more of these. So, so it's just one of those things. I mean, I've got a call coming up that, I mean, I haven't made a lot. I've made the goose tubes of your stuff, so I haven't made an official duck call. So I'll be making a duck call of some of your stuff that I got off of you. And man, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to see what it does.
No, I can't wait to see him.
Oh, I'm excited. Just the one blank I got off of you that I was like, I saw a picture of the T-Bear blanks on Facebook, your Facebook page. I was just like, oh my gosh, I was drooling. I contacted you. I was like, do you still have that blank? And you're like, yes. I was like, put it off for me. That's mine. So I'm like looking at that blank and just going, okay, what am I going to make out of this? So I made a decision, and I don't know, anyone that knows me, is it going to be a hammerhead? Is it going to be a metal reed? Is it going, what's it going to be? So in the next couple weeks, I'll be making that call and posting pictures of it and and showing that call off. So I'm So Travis, thank you so much for calling into the podcast. I mean, is there anything, how can people get a hold of you? How, if they want to do a custom batch, how can they do that? If they want you to paint it and then do a paint reveal type of thing like we've done, how do they do all that stuff with you? Just contact you and set it up?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, T-Bear Blanks. That's T-Bear Blanks. You could instant message me or comment. I check that often through the day. I also have an Etsy page, and it's T-Bear Blanks, all one word. If you search Etsy, you'll find my stuff there as well. And just Best way to communicate is probably through Facebook. And then if you want to do me a private message, I can send you my cell phone and we can text that way. So I just, I'm looking for anybody that you want something original or something you can't find, let me know. I can print 3D molds. I can do just about anything with a 3D printer except build a house.
You know what? If you get a big enough 3D printer, you can build a house, and I've seen them.
That's true. They do have those. They square out the concrete. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Does I would not want to be the guy having to clean that nozzle at the end of the day.
What a mess.
Yeah, you just know it's got to be a mess. Well, Travis, thank you so much for calling in and doing this little mini episode. If you could just stay on. And I'll close her out real quick.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Travis. So that was Travis. If you get a chance, make sure to look up T Bear Blanks and on Facebook, find him, contact him, and yeah, so look at some of his awesome blanks that are out there and some of his custom pours. So yes, so the next episode coming up will be with Jonathan Hill. It will be coming out this coming Sunday, and it will be all about how the duck numbers were down this year and how he did last year versus this year. So if you have a chance, make sure to tune into that one. So till next time, this is Rilo's Quack Chat.